News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, all this week on News Talk, we're bringing you the Home Truths series, our look at issues related to housing, the supply of it, the cost of rent, the pace of construction. We had social housing in Amsterdam on Tuesday. We had rent controls in Cologne in Germany yesterday. I think the consensus from both was that they're mixed bags, some lessons we can learn, but hardly systems to ape completely. This morning, we're looking at culture, or rather the culture of long-term apartment living. We don't have one here really, but planners and economists tell us we probably should. So I went to Paris to find out how you do it. I am here on the streets of Paris for the final stage of our Home Truths series on News Talk Breakfast. Having learned all about social housing in Amsterdam, the rental model, rent controls, rent protections in Cologne, we're here in Paris to find out about apartment living and the culture of apartment living. It's a culture we're told we need to create and promote and encourage in Ireland. It doesn't really exist to a large extent yet, but it does exist here. So we're going to be speaking to people to find out what makes apartment living so attractive. What are the shared spaces and services that you need to create if you want that culture to flourish? Our first stop, we're meeting an Irish musician living in Paris, Liv Monaghan.
I actually came here to do a master's program, and I just completely fell in love with the city and the lifestyle, and so that year rolled out into nearly 7.
So do you feel you actually have a sense of community where you are here?
Absolutely, an amazing sense of community. I know so many of the people in the bars and the shops, and you know, we know each other by name. You know, that's lovely. It's not something I think that I ever had in Dublin. I lived in Dublin for 6 years and I didn't have that ever. I know my neighbours really well. My neighbours are fantastic and they're so generous and thoughtful. So yes, I don't think I've ever had such an amazing sense of community ever before.
Another feedbacker, we'll call it, as opposed to criticism. When we talk about apartment living, sometimes we get from people is, you know, I live in an apartment and I've got no real security. All my money goes to some landlord, whereas at least I'm getting equity in a house, in bricks and mortar, and there's something there at the end of the day. Like, is that even a conversation that people have here, or is there just more, an acceptance of rental culture?
I've never had that conversation with anyone here, I have to say, but I get it as well. You know, I understand it and I come from that culture, so I completely understand it, but that has never come up ever here. It's never been a conversation point.
All right, we're on our way now away from Liv's trendy apartment in the Sacré-Cœur area up near Montmartre in Paris. We're on our way down to meet someone else, but actually I want to mention something. We're standing in front of an estate agent here, and I wanted to stop because it gives you a good sense of the cost of living in Paris. They've got an apartment here, 2.6 million euro to buy, another one for 3,500 a month to rent. They have one here fairly cheap though, by Parisian standards, 185,000 euro for, like I said, it's a fairly popular area up in Montmartre. Then you look at the size of it. It's 9 square meters. Not 90, not 19, 9 square meters. When you talk about a change of attitude, that'd be some change for someone living in Ireland. All right, we're just at our second stop now here in Paris. We are outside Corcoran's Bar. We're meeting a man who has been in Paris for an awful long time, almost 2 decades, Vinny Cal, who runs this pub. Vinny, we're sitting out here in the terrace of Corcoran's Bar, busy street out behind us. You're here a long time now, so tell us a little bit about the rental culture. Good red-blooded Irishman, you should be living in a 3-bed semi out in the suburbs, no?
Yeah, no. Living in a 1-bedroom apartment in central Paris now I'm here 19 years, so I'm living in the apartment since the last 15 years, because we're buying now, but before that was in an even smaller 1-bedroom apartment for 3 years before that.
Part of what makes it attractive, I guess, is the security for tenants. You know, it's maybe not as easy to be evicted as it might be in another country. That can make landlords, though, quite picky about who they let in, and that can actually be a problem, you were telling us.
It makes people extremely picky in who they let in. I think the main thing that landlords want to know, and something you might find very surprising, is that even if you have a middle-aged couple looking to rent an apartment, at middle age being anything from 30 to over 50, married couple, they're looking for the parents to go as guarantor for their apartment.
50-year-olds, they're asking their parents.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you have a good job, two people have a good job, earning a good wedge, they're still looking for somebody to write on the dotted line, saying, at the end of the day, if you can't pay your rent, they want at least your parents or your employer to say that if you can't, they will.
So if you're coming to Paris, it's probably easier to get a job than an apartment.
It's definitely easier to get a job than an apartment, there's no doubt about it.
All right, there you have it. Those are the views of people living here in Paris about the apartment culture. Some pros, some cons, it has to be said. Certainly we heard some of the cons from Vinny there. But I want to give the last word in all of this to Liv. Because if you do create that culture of apartment living, what then replaces people's affections on Daft or myhome.ie when they're looking for the southwest-facing garden or the playroom for the kids or the ensuite? What then do they look for if they're now going to rent an apartment for life?
Well, we've got Pap.fr here. So yeah, there's definitely, you know, you can kind of liken the situation. So basically here, a terrace is like a dream. So if you have a terrace, and a terrace can be a very small little place where just you can put your body outside and look around, that's a huge deal here. Which floor you're on is important. So if there's an elevator, it doesn't matter which floor you're on, but if not, so the second floor is usually quite good. I'm on the second floor here, so I'm very lucky, very spoiled.
A little bit off the ground, but not too high
exactly,
up, is that it?
Exactly, yeah. And very good for an Irish person too, not to be getting noticed.
Yeah.
Keep myself grounded.
Yeah, Liv Monaghan there in Paris, wrapping up that report. In fairness, I should give her a little plug. Liv Monaghan is a musician and her music is available on Spotify and iTunes, wherever you get your music.